Hello, everybody. This is Mo Elias from Big Apple Art Gallery and Framing in New York City. I'm also the founder of Frameshops.com, the online picture framing solution for frame shop owners. This podcast is made possible by our group sponsors, Crescent Cardboard, TrueView, Art Glass, Valiani, Design and Molding, Hoffman USA, Wizard International, and Gunnar International. Hi, everybody. This is Mo. I own a shop in New York called Big Apple Art Gallery and Framing. Today, we have an interview with Crescent Cardboard's ownership, and we're going to ask them some questions in relation to their acquisition of the Nielsen Bainbridge company. And there's some questions that I compiled in a piece of paper that people are asking in the group, and we're going to go and introduce my guests here today. So today we have with us Matt Osmond and Tom Fuller. Hey, Matt, how are you?
Doing all right, Mo. How you doing?
Good, man. Good to see you.
Good to see you as well.
Thank you. Hey, Tom, how's it going?
Hey, I'm doing all right, Mo. How about yourself?
All right, not so bad. I haven't seen you guys since last show, West Coast Art and Frame.
I know. Hopefully we'll be getting together again soon one of these days. I mean, I think we all missed the show. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I was reminiscing about it. And I'm thinking about getting a Giordano's pizza because I used to go there once every year at the Vita Hotel. So I'm trying to order the frozen pizza so I can heat it up at home.
They're very good. I've had them. They're very good. You'll like it.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah.
So big deal. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. No, it definitely is a very big turning point for both companies, for everyone involved.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I think it would be great for the industry. So I have some of these questions here. Maybe you guys can tell me your positions in the company for people who don't know. Matt, you want to start?
Sure. So I am Executive Vice President of Crescent Cardboard, also fifth generation of family ownership of the company. So my great-great-grandfather was the one who started the business back in 1902.
Perfect. Tom?
Yeah. I'm the vice president of sales and marketing. So, I handle all the sales team, all the products. And then obviously I get to deal with guys like you on all of our marketing efforts. So a lot of fun.
If you guys did a good deal on a CMC, Tom is the guy to call, right?
Absolutely, Mo. We'll hook you up.
Yeah. Yeah. And you did. I got a really good deal on that machine. Thank you very much. All right. So we're going to start with the hard questions. Okay. What divisions of Nielsen Bainbridge do you all buy?
Yeah, so I know there's a lot of confusion out there as to what we purchased. NBG Home was a large conglomerate of a lot of different companies that they had put together. We only acquired the assets of Nielsen Molding, Bainbridge Mapboard, Nuri Caxton, and so that's it. It's the initial building blocks of what started NBG Home is what we bought. But not all the rest of the ancillary businesses.
Now, on your announcement, it said U.S. market, right? So does that mean only within the U.S.?
No. We'll be selling outside the United States. The European division was split from the American division. So we still sell into all the countries that we exported to from the United States. The European operations still sell into the countries that they originally exported into. So we'll be selling into all of the Americas, Australia, New Zealand, Japan, and then the European operation will be exporting to places like Africa, Middle East, India. So, yeah.
All right. So nothing changes for the Europeans, but it does change for Americans and Australians and the countries that you just listed, correct?
Correct.
Now, if I were to buy Nuri Caxton, now do you ship to me from Chicago now, from Illinois, or do I still buy it? How do I buy the Nuri Caxton stuff?
So nothing changes from how anyone buys anything right now. Everything, you still call the same people, orders go to the same places, and it will still be shipping from the same areas.
All right, so no difference there, so it doesn't affect us. All right, so which product will you be selling from them? Not the Crescent line, which of course is yours, from the new acquisition.
Which products will we be selling?
Yeah.
So we'll be selling the entire Nuri Caxton line, the Nielsen line, All the Bainbridge map board and foam board is added on to what we're selling. Yeah.
Perfect. All right. Let's see. What else did she? Oh, why did you make the acquisition? That's a burning question.
Yeah. So it was really fun when the opportunity came up because, you know, we've been around for over 120 years now, I believe, or almost 120 years. And Bainbridge has been around for even longer, but we've always had the same core principles of manufacturing, you know, the highest quality products in our industry. And, you know, in both the fine art material industry as well as the custom framing industry. And so when this opportunity came up, those principles really aligned with us. And we thought this would be great to combine everything together.
Matt, was COVID at all involved in this, in the decision?
No. The discussions came up before COVID even happened. So, you know, COVID definitely ended up playing a role in it in the end, but it wasn't the founding reason for it.
Sure, sure. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see here. What are your plans for the two companies? Are you going to combine the brands?
Yeah, so what we're doing is we're creating a new parent company brand called Crescent Brands. Mm-hmm. And Crescent Brands will be sitting over the brands of Crescent Cardboard, Nielsen Molding, Nuri Caxton, and Bainbridge Matboard.
I see. All right. So how about the distributions? Do I still buy the stuff from Decor, Omega, Larson, and so on?
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, we didn't want to make any changes that were going to impact anyone. So you can still buy all the products from everywhere that you could buy them previously. There's not going to be any changes to distribution.
Tom, do you want to have some input?
Yeah, absolutely, Mo. You know, the distribution channel is the lifeblood of Crescent. As you guys know, we're only as good as our distributors. So we have every intention to keep the distribution channel consistent. We've been in conversations with all the distributors, and they're all very, very excited for what the future holds. So at this point, we don't expect any changes. If anything, we'll look at enhancing it for you guys. But at this point, we're going to try and keep everything as consistent as possible.
All right. So am I going to still see my same Nielsen Bainbridge reps?
So that is the most immediate change that you will see. So starting off, you know, as of Monday afternoon, the Crescent sales team will be handling all of the brands under the Crescent Brands portfolio. So that is who you will see moving forward is your Crescent Brands sales rep.
Okay. All right. So no more Bainbridge reps. All right. Cool. So I got the toughest question for you guys here. How will this affect inventory and how many discontinuations there's going to be?
I'll take that one. There are no plans for any discontinuations. This acquisition wasn't about, you know, trimming out half of everybody's line to make it, you know, more cost effective. There obviously will still continue to be discontinuations from time to time, like you see, but nothing that is line altering. And there's not going to be any discontinuations either from what has already been announced for the year.
Perfect. And are you guys going to be able to ramp up inventory on the Bainbridge stuff, especially the metal stuff? I also have problems getting, you know?
Yeah. That is our first goal. Our first actions here are to try and get inventories back into the amounts that everyone is accustomed to. So, you know, manufacturing is going full steam right now. And it's obviously going to take a little bit of time because there's a lot of product that has to get made and it takes, you know, a significant amount of time to make it. So please bear with us in the short term here, but it will make it back to full levels.
That's good. I'm looking forward to it. I have one customer who orders a whole bunch of Nielsen frames in one shot, one season of the year. And I have to piece it together from about four or five different vendors, some even across the country to get that one order fulfilled. So I'm looking forward to a better inventory control. One more question that I wanted to ask, and somebody brought that up. Are you guys going to bring in real chips into your specifiers, into the Bainbridge specifiers?
I'll take this one, Matt. So obviously it's too early to tell. So as you guys know, this was announced almost as quickly as it happened. We're still analyzing all the marketing materials. We have seen the outcry of support for chip specifiers. So we will definitely take that into consideration, you know, moving forward, and do while we do our analysis on what we're going to do. But at this point, it's just too early for us to tell any changes that we're going to make. But we do know you value them, and we will take it into consideration.
Yeah,
you know, and
I will jump in on that one as well. So at Crescent, we have always believed in the value of chip specifiers. So, you know, we do have the core beliefs of their importance. So while I'm not saying right away there's going to be chip specifiers, we do see the importance of it in the role. So,
yeah, you know, there was a discussion about it, and people were saying they'll pay. Like, I'll pay. You know, if it's within, I don't know, $15 to $25, I'll pay for a specifier or two. But you know, maybe if it's $100, then maybe I can't. Or I mean, I could, but maybe I won't.
I'm glad this is being recorded, Mo. So I'm going to send you the invoice.
Yeah. How many do you need?
I always get four at the show. That's $100. So I have one last question for you guys. People who need Bainbridge corner samples, how soon can they get them? And will these be available readily as opposed to before? I think it was a little harder to do.
Coming out of the gates, the good news is they do have corner samples. You know, so obviously we're taking over those inventories. There are corner samples. You know, there are somewhat limited supplies, so we have to try and prioritize them. As we move forward, we do manufacture our own corner samples. So mm-hmm. we will anticipate, you know, having better volumes moving forward.
You know, and just to add one more piece here, you know, when we're talking about all the lines and all the brands together under one house, you know, this is giving us the opportunity to expand offerings. You know, so people are afraid that that there's going to be so many discontinueds and you're going to see that what you love go away. I think this is actually going to be an opportunity where we can now afford to bring more to the table. So I'm really excited personally. I've been giddy since we were able to announce this. So
I'm excited too. I think it's in good hands now. And I think we're going to see good things happen. Thank you very much, guys.
All right, thanks, Mo.
This podcast is made possible by our group sponsors, Crescent Cardboard, TrueView, Art Glass, Valiani, Designer Molding, Hoffman USA, Wizard International, and Gunnar International. I hope you all enjoyed today's show. This is Mo Elias, FramersOnly.com. See you next time.